Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
On everybody.
That laugh was Corey Weisenberger. That cough was Aaron Glasnow.
Good morning.
That's
morning.
All right. That's real radio right there.
Just getting ready for
Galesburg Live.
We're gonna hear music from the Dance Hall Doves. I got to tell you, Corey, and it just reminded me, I think Tim McGraw's band are like the Dance Hall Doctors. So every time I see the name, it reminds me of that. But where's Dance Hall Doves come from, Aaron?
Oh, man, you know how difficult it is to have a band name in the internet age? Yeah. It is so hard to make up your own band name.
Wait, was there a whole meeting about it?
It was
several. It was we texted back and forth. We talked about it. It's like, how about this? Well, that's not work. Somebody's already got that name. Well, how about this one? Well, three other people have that name. And then you just go through and pick and choose, and like, well, this would work. Well, I don't really like that one. Maybe this one. And then, bam, you finally find one.
Yeah, back in the day when you came up 70s, 80s, or 90s with a name, you'd be all right with it, even if there was someone in Oshkosh that had that name. Who cares? They live up there.
Yeah.
But now there's the internet.
Yeah, so if you try to type it in, boom, like 30 different things come up, and then you're not, it's not going to work.
You want to be unique.
Then you're getting sued before you play your second show.
Right. Don't need that.
We don't want that. Okay, let me tell you who the Dance Hall Doves are. Corey Weisenberger. And Corey, originally from, and a lot of people know him as Cal, and I know him as Cal for like 14 years. So I got to call him that. It just comes out normally.
I actually prefer it by now. Yeah.
Except the kids. The kids don't call you Cal.
Actually, my kids usually do call me Cal.
Great.
If they're introducing, like, this is my dad, it's Cal.
Yeah. Well, we want to say hi to Augie and Cooper and your girls.
CeCe and Charlotte.
Are they sitting by the radio too?
I think one of them's playing Minecraft right now.
Of course. Cal, originally from, I'm going to guess, is it Knoxville? No.
Prophetstown.
Prophetstown, yeah. Okay.
I did start out in Knoxville and moved to Prophetstown, but I was really young and lived with my grandparents for quite some time, graduated from Prophetstown High School, and then moseyed on back to Galesburg around 2004.
I knew that story. It's just been years since you've told me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've sat across from you with a microphone as a musician, as a DJ and a musician for many years.
Many years.
Yeah, in many bands. So I love Cal. I'm glad he's here. The Dance Hall Doves are also, besides Cal, Aaron Glasnovich. And Aaron, originally from where?
Galesburg.
Really?
Yes.
Galesburg girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And on the stage... a lot, but mostly in performing and plays,
mm-hmm.
more than singing.
Mm-hmm.
But the singing comes in, I think I know this, from your dad, right?
Yeah, my dad's a singer-songwriter. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's your dad's name?
John Glasnovich.
Where's Sullivan's daughter come from? Sullivan is what?
Sullivan's my mother's maiden name, as well as my middle name, as well as the town which my mother grew up in.
And that's why you called your solo project with Sullivan's daughter.
Right, exactly.
Okay. How did these two musical worlds collide? Cal, by the way... in the Memphis Dives, yep. and plays guitar and vocals in that band.
Yep.
And also Frank F. Sidney's Western Bandit Volunteers,
yep.
Plays guitar and
plays
washboard.
Plays guitars and washboard and use some feet for my drums.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing all sorts of stuff in
and,
that band.
And a solo project too. How did Dance Hall Doves, how did you two run into each other?
Well, if I remember correctly, Aaron was doing another project with a gentleman named Zach. And one night, you know how things go, like, hey, we got this gig booked. I'm not sure if Zach can make it or not because it's, you know, so she got a hold of me on a whim, like, hey, if he can't make it, can you please fill in? I was like, yeah, that'd be fine. Well, thankfully, he actually got to go. But that kind of started the conversation of, hey, we should just play some music sometime,
mm-hmm.
just for fun. That would be awesome.
Right.
And then things
over the course of a few years.
Yeah, it was quite a long time.
Slow going. I had my solo project for a while, and then things kind of just came together where we were both able to kind of start meeting up, and
mm-hmm.
the magic started happening.
Because you come from like I'm not pigeonholing you, but there's some folk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
yeah.
There's some of that in Cal stuff, but there's a lot of bluegrass,
yep.
a lot of country and stuff that you do. There's some rock and roll in there, definitely.
Oh, definitely. Rock and roll.
In some blues. So what is a Dance Hall Doves? I hadn't even heard these. I just know these people and know they're good people and know that's probably a good project. I haven't heard the Dance Hall Doves, so it's going to be virgin to my ears. We're going to hear songs in just a little bit.
Awesome.
One show's been played so far?
Uh-huh.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did it out at Trillium Dell Farm out in Knoxville.
Okay.
What was it was
last month, yeah. It
yeah.
was a fundraiser.
Fundraiser, thank uh-huh. you. I couldn't think of that word. But so it was really good. Actually, I got a new sound system that day, so I tried to set up a new sound system.
Yeah.
Aaron got lost on the way out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
So, to say the least, it was a little chaos, but we made it work.
Did you make it on time, Aaron?
No. Well, I mean, just with, like, minutes to spare before it was supposed to start.
Though. Yeah.
It was awesome. Ridiculous trying to find it. Oh, my God.
You guys will never forget your first gig.
No. I'm pretty sure we were actually set up in the wrong direction, too. You know, we were facing up the hill when we probably should have been facing down. You know, just complete chaos. But that's how a first gig should go.
Cal and Aaron are here, and they're the Dance Hall Doves, and we're going to hear music from them in just a bit. The Bar 65, you guys get to play Sammy's Place on Cherry Street coming up.
Wednesday at 5:30.
Becoming a great place to see music?
Well, I mean, as far as I know, Sullivan's Daughter, myself, I've been the only one that has played live there.
Okay.
Except for perhaps Old Dogs New Tricks, which is the Gary Morgan's band and Rules band. They played there once, I think.
But we know Sammy loves music.
He does. Oh, yeah.
And when he used to run the Corner Connection, he had music there a lot. So that's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys will be there on the 23rd, which is this coming Wednesday.
Right.
5:30 to 7:30?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Quick break on a Galesburg Live. Tuning of a banjo and a guitar. And we'll be back with the Dance Hall Doves live on Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. This is WGIL.